Remembrance Day at the Queenston Cenotaph draws a small but loyal crowd each year, with residents walking from the village to honor and remember those who have served their country to ensure our freedom. More than 650,000 Canadians and Newfoundlanders enlisted to fight in the Great War, MP Tony Baldinelli told those gathered. Over 66,000 would never come home, while another 170,000 would suffer all manner of wounds from their time in uniform. Having been asked by the Royal Canadian Legion to speak on behalf of all levels of government, Baldinelli cited the poignant words of For the Fallen, by Lawrence Binyon, first published in 1914, and written as the poet feared those who died would be quickly forgotten. They went with songs to the battle, they were young, straight of limb, true of eye, steady in a glow. They were staunch to the end against odds uncounted. They fell with their faces to the foe. Remembering members of the military who served and died officially began on Armistice Day in 1919, and became Remembrance Day, a time to pause and reflect on the 11th hour of the 11th day of the 11th month, in 1931, Baldinelli reminded the crowd. Another 45,000 brave men and women in uniform gave their lives in the Second World War, he said. 516 Canadians paid the ultimate sacrifice during the Korean War. And 158 members of our armed forces were lost in Afghanistan, as well as 7 civilians. Another 130 Canadian troops have been killed in international peacekeeping missions over the years, and many more have lost their lives on training exercises, during domestic operations and while doing the difficult and dangerous work they were called upon to do. Here today, he said to the villagers, we think of those who may have joined us, our neighbors, who so willingly assumed the risks of military life. Some we lost long ago. Some are still here with us to share their stories. Some are still working to overcome the pain they endured while serving. All of them are owed a debt that we can never repay. We must, said Baldinelli, and we will, continue to remember them. They sacrificed their tomorrows so we can enjoy the peace and freedoms of today. Regional Cowan. Andrea Kaiser again read the list of the familiar names of those from NOTL who lost their lives in the First and Second World War, Korea and Afghanistan, another reminder that they were loved ones of families who continue to be friends and neighbors in a small community of people who were at the cenotaph to honor and remember them.